don't carry that series. There wasn't enough pre-orders to make it worth our while to carry it.
Well, I heard that New Line just bought the rights to it and are going to make it into a movie.
Great. Another comic book ruined by Hollywood.
Not all of them are bad.
Yes, they are. Every single one of them.
X-Men.
The costumes were completely wrong, and don't get me started on Wolverine. As tasty as he may be. For the ladies, I mean. Hugh Jackman was way too tall for the part.
Spider-Man?
Organic web shooters? Give me a break. Broke the entire feel for me. Hated it.
What about the new one?
A Brit playing Peter Parker? Come on.
You come on. You had to love The Dark Knight.
Why? Because Heath Ledger won an Oscar? They only did that because the guy died. And the Joker was completely wrong. What happened to the chemical spill? What happened to the permanent white face?
It's the third highest grossing film of all time.
All that means is that there are a lot of people out there with no taste. Sheep, every one of them.
God, what an ego.
Yes, thank you. I'm quite proud of it.
Darth Fury, you are colder than five-day-old Tauntaun crap.
Sorry. Did you say something? I didn't hear you. Maybe if you pantomimed what you want to say.
So you were the one that sent the mime to our store.
Of course. I'm gonna guess it took you about 5 minutes to figure that one out, too. Who else could it have been?
And you're proud of it.
Sure, why not? If anything, I'm helping your customer, call it a community service, if you will. Not only am I providing them with the only entertainment they'll get in the area, but I'm saving them from having to step foot in that cesspool that you call a store.
That's low, even for you.
Which part?
Stooping to calling mime entertainment. Mimes are about as fun as yo mama jokes.
You mean like, your mother's so fat that when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
If you're going to throw yo mama jokes around, you should make them original. Like, your mama's so fat, Jabba the Hutt looks at her and says, damn, that's fat.
Oh, cute. A Star Wars joke. How original.
Yo mama's so fat, she thinks eating healthy means she should dip her fruit in gravy. She's so fat, she considers rolling out of bed to be her daily workout.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
Your mama's so fat, they used the Hubble telescope to take her DMV photo.
My mother doesn't drive.
Your mama's so fat, she can't fit in a car.
I said enough.
What's the matter, Dark Lord? Is your mama so fat?
She's not fat, she's just big bone.
Your mama's so fat, she has a son who tries to explain it away as being big boned. I guess that would explain why you're a big boner yourself. And I haven't even moved out of the so fat jokes yet. We could do your mama so ugly, your mama so stinky, your mama so slutty.
Enough with the your mother jokes!
It's pronounced yo mama. If you're gonna say it right.
Fine. Yo mama, don't get out of my store!
Not until you call off your mime. And where exactly do you get a mime for her? Did he give you a business card labeled Harlequin, have invisible box, wheel travel?
Hey, wait, now that's clever. Maybe I'll print some up for him and give them to him as a Christmas bonus.
From what I've seen of his sense of humor, instead of having a knight chess piece in the background, it should be a penis.
A poop and a penis joke, all in one conversation? It's nice to see you're working at the top of your game. Can I go for the triumvirate?
You make me want to puke.
And he scores. Are you going to leave now?
Are you going to call off the mime?
Not only am I not going to call him off, I've given him a month-long contract. And judging by your level of frustration, it's going to be money well spent. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because he's on the public sidewalk, not your business property. This is what I call a twofer.
Oh yeah, that slang he can get right.
And speaking of the difference between public and business property, I'm going to ask you to leave one more time. Then I'll be forced to call the cops and have you escorted out again.
This isn't over.
You'll pardon me if I hope it is. Hey, don't let the door hit you when the good Lord split you.
The only thing I'll be hitting and splitting is your mama.
Ah!
Yourself and the invisible horse you rode in on.
I take it that the meeting didn't go as well as you had hoped.
I accomplished one of our goals. I didn't get arrested.
Was it from a lack of trying?
I'm not the type to say I told you so.
Yes, you are.
You're right. I told you so.
Well, did you come up with a better idea while I was gone?
Nothing that doesn't involve blunt instruments and possibly having to dispose of the body later.
In other words, nothing useful.
That's what I said.
How's business?
Terrible, but it's too soon to tell if it's because of the mime or not.
I saw a couple approaching the store about 20 minutes ago, but he scared them off.
Do I want to know?
Let's just say that he had an interesting interpretation of what to do with an invisible box and a Saturday Night Live routine.
Maybe I should take a lesson from him. My icebox is pretty invisible. I really hate to say it, but he may actually have us this time, guys.
There's got to be something we can do. I mean, there are laws against indecent behavior, public lewdness, and being a nuisance. Can't we just call the cops?
And tell them what? Our store is being harassed by a mime? And one with a permit from the city, no less.
And as soon as they'd show up, he'd clean up his act and just be the general sort of mime. Annoying. Until they left again.
It's got to be worth a try. I mean, if business gets any worse.
Hey, guys!
Norm!
Why all the surprise looks? You guys are open, right?
For the moment.
You didn't get scared off by the mime?
Do you realize how silly that statement sounds?
Once I said it out loud? Yeah, a little.
Didn't he try to stop you from coming in?
Maybe. I don't know. I basically just ignored him.
Ignored him?
Yeah. I learned a long time ago that if you don't want to be hassled by people on the street, just drop your eyes and ignore that they're there and walk around.
And he can't actually touch you, or he'd be guilty of assault.
Probably. In this day and age, it doesn't take much.
Less than you'd think.
You guys aren't actually worried about that guy, are you?
Well, he is pretty annoying.
It doesn't matter how annoying he might be. Your faithful customers, your friends, will continue to come in.
Think Seth underestimated our people.
It sounds like you underestimated us, too.
You know what? You're right. Sorry about that.
Apology accepted. Now, about my comics.
So what's he doing now?
He's either doing an impersonation of Rodin's Thinker, or he's bored.
That'll teach him. Nobody does more damage to our business than us.
In some ways, I can actually appreciate the guy in this moment. I mean, he's taking money from Seth for doing absolutely nothing.
Spoke too soon. He's getting up.
And now, I hate him again. Is it customers?
Can't tell from this angle, but something's drawing his attention. Whatever it is, he doesn't look happy.
It's about time they got here.
What's going on?
It's a small white bug with multicolored bubbles painted all over it.
What?
It's a clown car.
What's a clown car doing here?
Get him, boy!
It's a bunch of clowns. They're attacking the mine. They're kicking his butt. I have to give the guy an ounce of credit. So dedicated to his craft, he didn't make a sound when they were trying to kick his teeth in.
If they're kicking him, they aren't really trying to hurt him. Those big shoes have more air in them than foot.
I bet he's wishing the same could be said for their gloves.
Okay, who sent in the clowns?
They're already here.
Blanco! Long time no see, brother!
Good to see you too, Blinky.
Jer, you're responsible for this?
You asked for other options. I called my old clown college buddy, Blinky, and told him we had a mime sighting.
And that's all I needed to hear. I put out the call, and clowns from all around the state came running. We would have been here sooner, but Dapsy said he'd string me up by my squeaky toys if we left without him. And he'd do it, too!
But why?
If there's one thing that all clowns hate...
It's mimes. There's nothing on the planet worse than a mime. Lowest form of life, if you ask me.
It's like it's ingrained into your psyche. If you want to be a clown, you have a natural disdain for mimes.
They give Whiteface a bad name. Even those depressing French clowns look down on them.
But there were so many of you.
As clowns, we deal with kids all the time. And people either love us or hate us. There's no middle of the road. And even when they like us, they love to abuse us. So we got a lot of pent-up rage and frustration. And there's nothing better to let that out on than a mime.
Plus, they have the advantage of anonymity. Clown makeup covers up their identities really well.
Is he going to survive?
We're clowns, not animals. We'll put the fear of Bozo into him. Make him think twice about ever coming back here again. We also got a couple of volunteers to stay in the area, watch the place, and make sure he stays clear.
Clown security?
Nothing's more reliable when it comes to a mime outbreak. Quite the antidote.
And we're not going to owe you a favor at some point down the line, are we?
We're an insane clown posse, not the mob! We jump mimes for free! Have a great day, fellas. Blanco, don't be a stranger.
No stranger than normal. Waka waka waka!
I knew you went to clown college, but...
Yeah, they're a bit out there, even by my standards. But they get results.
I never thought I'd feel sorry for a mime. I wonder what it would take to send him over to the lion's den.
You can't afford him. Silence is golden.
You have been listening to Roleplayers, Episode 3, Mime Theatre. Starring, in order of appearance, Roger Kelly as Stu, Ryan Gilbert as Gene, and Mike Myers as Jer. This presentation also featured Louise Francis as the UPS girl, Eric Breather as Seth, Jim Caswell as the customer, Steve Kane as Norm, Ken Halloran as Blinky, and extra special guest appearance by Neil Lindgren as the Mime. Roleplayers is a production and property of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2012. Mime Theatre was written by Jim Caswell, Kat Rybarski, and Eric Grasheva. Music was composed and produced by Paul Mitchell. This has been a Twerps online presentation.